The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is Friday, March 22nd. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hi.
After one day of NCAA basketball, Cats win easily. I thought they were going to win by 40 points at one point. The Cards end up losing to Minnesota in the first round, but it does show promise of the future for the Cards. In other basketball news, Murray State, they upset Marquette, so they move on.
I saw a little of that game.
Yeah.
Inadvertently, against my will, but I saw some of it.
Triple-double.
Yeah, triple-double.
He goes down as one of only four college basketball players to, maybe get a triple-double in an NCAA tournament game, I think. Yeah. He goes with Shaq and some of these other, real famous NBA players.
My husband said that kid is special.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
That's big sports.
Sorry.
That's special. Big sports.
What's his name? Ja?
I don't know his
ja
name.
Ja Morant?
I know his hair.
Ja Morant, I think. Anyways, he's super good.
Yes.
But yeah, Murray State, moving on. Big game today, noon, as U of L women's basketball team takes on Robert Morris.
There you go.
Number one seed going on at noon today.
So we pin our hopes and our dreams on the ladies.
Our hopes and our dreams.
No pressure.
On the ladies. So I had a moment yesterday when I was, I had got home and I was like, oh, you know, I should catch some of the basketball games.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't care much about watching basketball on television anytime until the NCAA tournament. And then I'm like, all right, I'm kind of interested in it.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, where's the remote? And my niece was over and I think that she hid the remote somewhere. And
that's
fun
to play with.
Where's the remote? And I'm just sitting there going, I can't watch. And then it dawned on me. I mean, I guess I could just walk over there and turn on the TV.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot, sir. That is not acceptable behavior.
So I literally had to go old-fashioned, old school, like I was on Little House on the Prairie, and walk over to my television set. And I had to, you know, it's a flat screen, so I had to turn it to the side to even see where the power button was, hit the power button, and then I had to, find where the channel button is up and down. I'm like, okay. And then I'm pushing it.
Now you're using rabbit ears, right? Are you using rabbit ears?
Yeah, I don't have cable.
We're on Fire Stick.
No, yeah. See, I don't have cable. So I have rabbit ears.
Hulu Live TV. So I don't even think we can operate without the remote.
So I went, like I said, I'm Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Almost like I'm a freaking caveman.
It's like you are MacGyvering it.
Pushing the channel button up and down until I get to LKY.
That's like defusing a bomb right there. That is really complicated stuff.
So anyways.
All right. So the struggle was real to try to catch the games. Did you see all the shade that the NCAA... Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, are you about to drop some sports on us?
It has to do with the NCAA, so right. I should probably whip out my big sports. So all the flack that the NCAA is receiving because of their anti-gambling message... And then everyone pointing out, but hey, print out your bracket
Print out your bracket right here.
Here you go. Here's your bracket. But no gambling around that. Don't try to do an office pool.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like cigarette companies are like, hey, cigarettes kill. Buy your cigarettes.
It's funny. And I like it when people point that out on a massive scale.
So, all right. Wow, look at that, Kelly.
A couple of times.
Whipping her sports out twice.
So early.
Twice this morning.
I know. It was in your face.
Yeah, okay. today, Family Secrets. Last day to get in on the Glitter Getaway. And then we're going to get a winner on Monday. Someone's going to fly out to California, Universal Studios. So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's been a long journey, hasn't it?
A lot of stuff. And I think we could probably even fill today's show... Even still today, even though we covered it yesterday, with more Florida Man and your birthday stories.
There were so many of them that just continued to come out of the woodwork on the Facebook feed.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, we got Setting the Bar on the way. It involves dog poop. So that's fun.
Oh, God. Is there? It seems. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Just wait.
All right.
That's on the way on DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenKellyShow.com. setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We do this every single day right about this time. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, getting into a fight and then arrested over dog poop, well, you're doing okay.
Explain.
Here's the story according to Fairfax County Police. They say Misty Freeman was out walking her dog when another woman stopped her and asked if she planned to clean up.
Yeah,
okay,
so
yeah, it's a valid request.
Yeah, Misty was walking her dog and maybe didn't have bags, maybe ran out of bags. Regardless, didn't clean up after her dog. Ooh. Lady driving by saw that and decided,
poop police.
Hey, what are you going to do about that?
The situation escalated, police say, and before long, the women started recording each other.
Okay, so they pulled out the camera phones.
Hang on. Let me guess. Misty is a little offended. Mm-hmm. She feels as though, hey,
I'm being targeted, victimized. I don't know.
Sure, you're not the poo police. Right? And then she gets all defensive, even though she probably knew
that she was in the wrong.
The nice thing to do.
Freeman ended up taking the other woman's phone and driving away with it.
Oh.
And as a result, was eventually charged with robbery.
Yeah, no, that is okay. Yeah. Well, that's probably not the best way to handle that.
Police were called and no one really knows if the poop was actually ever even picked up.
I'm guessing no. I thought Misty didn't sound like the type of person was just gonna be like, fine, and then pick it up.
Right.
Nope.
So again, if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight, getting arrested over dog poop.
And then the puppers is just like,
what did I do?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Nature called.
I had to go.
This is typically where you tell me to go, right? Outside?
Right.
My bad.
You don't want me to go on your couch anymore, right? That's Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, I'm Rorden Shane, fourth generation jeweler. From day one, my great-grandfather felt it was important to give customers more options. That's why Shane Company has more diamonds than anyone else in town, in all sizes, in every price range, and with the broadest selection of diamond shapes. In addition to traditional round and princess cut diamonds, we have cushion cut, oval, pear-shaped, marquee, emerald cut, radiant, even heart-shaped. For each diamond shape and grade, we pick the best diamond cutters in the world, who cut the stones to our superior standards, giving each stone maximum sparkle. No other jeweler does that. See all the diamond shapes at Shaneco.com, or even better, come into the store and our team will show them to you. Discover what shape speaks to you. Whether you want to personalize a pendant or fashion ring, or you're building the engagement ring of her dreams, whatever your budget, you'll have more diamond shapes and sizes to choose from than anywhere else in town.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and Shaneco.com.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit myfamilymobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at myfamilymobile.com.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
I will go, go, go.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service School Supplies Authority. Visit locations in Louisville and E-Town or online, KentuckySchoolService.com. Home of Louisville Loot, another shot for you to get in on that, or your first shot on that, coming up on Monday, right about this time. So right about this time, your first opportunity to win $1,000 begins Monday on DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour, powered by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. So you know all the flooding that they've been having in like the Midwest, Nebraska states and things like that.
Yeah.
Kyle and Galen, they were surveying the flood damage, cleaning up debris, you know, around a property there in Nebraska, and looked out over this flooded field and saw what they thought was like a refrigerator. And they're like, oh.
Oh.
So they kind of investigate. Sure enough, it's a mini fridge. And they're like, all right. So they open it up. full of ice cold beer.
Yeah, it is.
Beer from the heavens. So they open it up, crack a couple beers, take a photo of it, put it on Facebook, right. Goes viral.
Yeah, of course it does.
The owner of the fridge sees it.
Oh, get out.
And is like, that looks like my fridge. That looks like my beer.
You guys owe me some beer.
Well, no. So Brian is the name of the guy. And so he gets in contact with Kyle and Galen. They talk on the phone and Kyle's like, yeah, I got your fridge. We'll return it. And they promised to have a couple beers.
Does it still work?
Yeah, yes. I mean, it was ice cold.
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it still works.
Right.
Like if you plug it in, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm guessing that, yeah, it doesn't work anymore. But that's fun. They were brought together by free beer floating around.
By beer from the heavens.
Yes.
There you go.
That is awesome.
There you are. A little feel good. Powered by Ray's Ford there on 99.7 DJX. It's Ellie Goulding close to me. ...99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Facebook at 99.7 DJX. Message from Tony says, my new favorite Kelly sound is her sports sound. My second favorite is her finger pistols. Put those together and wow.
Oh, wow. LOL. Really?
Wait.
Should I go ahead and do that now?
Well, remember, you had asked initially when we kind of created that whipping your sports out sound, if it should be followed by the finger pistols. I think that would be too much.
Well, he says... Yes.
Well, at least
that's what he
said. Give it to him at least one time.
Okay. It's a lot.
Do you have any, or is that just an
no,
example?
No, I was just
an example.
I was practicing when I need it.
All right, I was going to say my body was trained now to be receptive to some sort of sports knowledge for you.
I didn't have any information to throw at you at the time. I was just practicing for when I need it.
Okay.
Do you think that's acceptable? Do you think that made him happy? Do you think that's the way it should be?
Well, I think it almost makes it too long.
Well, again, I was asking.
I think it just needs a notification, little.
Here's what I was thinking. I whip the sports out. I drop the knowledge. I close it out, bookend it, if you will, with the guns. That's what you know. Maybe. The knowledge is done.
Okay.
I'm tying it up with a bow.
And we can go about our regular life.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I feel like that just bookends the segment.
All right,
there.
So there you go, Tony.
All right, Tony. Hopefully
that was satisfactory for you.
See, that was like a real life suggestion box that just happened right there. Yeah. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, at 99.7 DJX, you can do that. Imagine Dragons now. Top trending coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, 56, clear. Tomorrow, 57 for the Papa John's 10 miler, if you're running that. Should be pretty cool in the morning. About 37 to 40 degrees. And then rain by Sunday.
How's the training going? I know you started this week.
Ran 2 miles yesterday.
Oh, look at that.
Hey.
I feel like if you run, then you have to make sure you eat pizza afterwards. It's all about balance.
Well, of course, that's what they do there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every mile, just have a piece of pizza sliced handed over to you.
Instead of water, have pizza stations.
Yes, that'd be yes. Good.
That'd be
good.
And beer.
And, okay.
Oh.
Well, they used to do those tap and runs
right
here.
This is not one of those occasions,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, those were kind of fun. Yeah, have you seen this hype video? Sorry.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Let you do your thing. Okay.
Whoa,
all right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, Louisville City FC, hype video for the new stadium. $65 million stadium, 11,000 people.
Yeah, this hype video, this stadium looks really cool.
It looks nice.
It looks really cool.
It
there
should
in Butchertown.
For 65 mil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like, you know, every morning or every afternoon when I go home, I drive right by it there on 71.
Yeah.
And
coming together, right?
Yeah,
well, not yet.
Sure
but
is.
It will. That's what it's going to look like. Oh, look at those.
Yeah, you can see the
nice
suites on the inside. If you text us the word soccer, we'll send you this hype video, okay? S-O-C-C-E-R. We'll send it to you. Yeah, it looks like a legit stadium.
Now, no pressure or anything, but I feel as though the kids really liked the amusement park little play area.
Oh, you catch that?
At Slugger
Field. You catch
Field.
That?
So... Yeah.
Oh, a little My Old Kentucky Home giving me chills,
yeah.
For sure.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that'll be cool. All right, yeah.
And it's nice that they went ahead and factored in it's packed. with all the people 100%. In the branding. Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. Just a gentle suggestion.
You have to have people in the video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it would look really anticlimactic if the computerized emoji people, there were only like 1,000 of them in this 11,000 stadium.
Really excited about it.
No. I mean, I think we'll pack that stadium. So anyways, that looks pretty cool. Texas Soccer, we'll send it to you.
Absolutely.
SFCCER.
There you go.
Okay, thanks.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, Kelly and I awkwardly stand in the shower and ponder life.
Oh, boy.
It's those random weird thoughts that you have. Shower thoughts on the way. 99.7 EJS. That sound is Kelly and I standing awkwardly in the shower pondering life. Because, you know, when you have that time alone in the shower, that's when you have those thoughts that just don't ever hit your brain any other time.
They're random.
Random thoughts. We call them shower thoughts.
Like, here's one. Why isn't a group of squid called a squad? Hashtag squad goals.
Literally.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
What are they called?
I don't know. Lots of squids.
But they're not called squad.
I don't know. You don't. Squids? It's not squids.
Squid is?
Squid, is squid just singular and plural? I don't know.
A squid.
You know, when you see a baby on board sticker, a little faded and beat up, you know the kid is at least a year or two old and the car's now safe to ram.
That is not what that means. What kind of a driver are you?
I'm not a very
Seriously.
Good one.
Is it, well, you have wrecked three I've of wrecked the station
every
vehicles.
Single one station vehicle.
Hashtag don't drive with Ben. Okay. Hey, if you live to be 70 years old, that means you're going to spend 10 years of your life on Monday. Marinating that.
Ew.
Think about that for a sec. 10 years of your life on Monday.
All right. I don't like
the
it.
The worst shower thought.
I know.
That sucks.
I know.
Sorry.
That's almost as worse as my baby on board one.
No, it's not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Shower thoughts. You know, the person who invented the toilet plunger was probably the most embarrassed genius of their time. Like, okay, guys, look at this device I just came up with.
Yeah.
Carl, why do you need that?
Yeah, why did
here's
you take
the thing.
Carl?
I had a little bit too much Mexican last night, and well, there's a bit of an issue.
Oh,
but don't worry, I've got this device, this little rubber thing with a stick on it.
Figured it out.
And we can work it all out.
And you just move it up and down real fast.
Oh, don't do that hand gesture.
All right, so there you go. That's shower thoughts. JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We could do an entire show on this Florida man plus your birthday. Google those results. Of course, this got attention the past couple days.
A new viral sensation is taking over social media and has tons of people laughing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Florida Man Challenge, and it's making its rounds on Twitter. It's pretty simple to participate. Enter the words Florida man, followed by your birthday, into a Google search and sift through the results to see what a man from the Sunshine State did on or near your birthday.
That's amazing reporting. Amazing reporting.
So we posted it up on Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show, and people were just kind of posting the responses that they were getting. Like Cheryl posted Florida man plus her birthday. She got naked Florida man, sets house on fire, baking cookies on George Foreman Grill.
Though, absolutely. Right? By the way, that is legit. I used to have a George Foreman grill. Those things are awesome.
Alyssa, Florida man, attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts, and it was raised by a neighbor. Now, right? Kelly, Florida man with no arms, charged with stabbing a man with scissors.
How?
Wow.
Was that even logistically possible?
I'm trying to remember if we reported on some of these.
I feel like we did.
We definitely did the cookie on the grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like we did the guy with the no arms.
Casey, Florida man, asked cops to test his drugs.
Absolutely. That probably happens.
Here's the fun thing about this.
At least a couple times a week.
Like, there are so many crazy things that happen down in Florida. There are at least 365 crazy stories that go with each of your birth dates.
I like Kimberly's. Florida man slapped with big mouth Billy Bass singing fish after argument, police say.
And like, being from Florida myself, a lot of these are not surprising. I know a woman in Boca who lives close to me, and she has a pet squirrel and dresses it up and takes it on walks. So,
wow.
All right.
Why did you move away from all of that entertainment?
I moved away from the fun state of Florida.
That was built-in entertainment right there. It didn't cost you a thing. You just look next door.
Just walk outside.
Oh, my.
Yeah, some of them go dark pretty quick. If you go a few stories deeper, but some of them are just like, you know, Katie's, Florida man carries alligator into convenience store. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Florida man, hot sauce saves Florida man after car crashes into Taco Bell. Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, we talked about that. Oh, Florida man caught huffing at Walmart.
That's huffing?
That's fun.
Like whippets?
Yes. Like sniffing stuff, right? Oh, Florida man locks keys inside car to keep cops from searching it.
That's kind of genius.
It is a little.
For sure.
Nope, sorry, you can't get in there.
Catherine, Florida man rescued after trying to ride a hamster ball to the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
I do remember that story.
I hope they mean the inflatable ball.
Yes, the inflatable ball that you run around.
Do they realize even... on a boat, it takes like 3 hours.
Yeah, so well, obviously not.
Oh, wow. It gets a little hot, too, when the sun beats down on it.
You can play. It's easy. Just type Florida man into your search bar and then your birthday and see what pops up.
Yep, something happens
every
single day in Florida.
Yeah, right? Fun state there. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.
On the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Now, if I say nude garden party, you'd probably think, another Florida story coming up, right? Yes. Another Florida story. Wow, this is a fun game. No, actually, no. This is out of California. And Jason Windis of Santa Rosa, who got cited for this fence that he decided to build.
Okay.
And... then it just kind of went from there.
It's a little hard for neighbors not to notice the mannequins in the buff outside Jason Windham's home in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, so...
I like the way she's reporting this already.
Yeah, she cleared her throat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, the title is kind of deceiving. When I say nude garden party, it's mannequins.
It's mannequins, of course.
Oh, right.
Yes.
The kids certainly have.
They're naked!
Windus.
Naked!
Is that what the kids are?
Yeah, the kid.
They're naked.
Oh, that's...
They're naked. They're naked.
We're going to keep that in the arsenal, aren't we? We're keeping that one.
Oh, God, I have to.
Windis says he originally built a tall fence to keep his dogs in, but a neighbor reported him to the city's code enforcement.
So he had a fence that was too high, according to the city.
That violates the code.
So a neighbor, called the city on him.
Yeah.
And the city determined the fence was in violation of a zoning code that requires any hedge, fence, or wall to be 36 inches high.
Oh, so you want to see in my yard a little bit? I'll give you a show.
That's exactly what he did.
I was trying to bring the value of the houses around me up as well as mine in the process.
Does the value go even higher now?
It might.
I think so. Now you get a show.
Right, right.
And he's posed them very nicely. I mean, they look like they're having a great time.
Yeah.
Hanging out, sitting around a
these naked
a table
mannequins.
Set. Yes.
He has made the women mannequins a little bit more modest by putting little shamrock pasties.
Oh, that's nice.
Where they need to go.
I need that kid to just show up in various news reports just cause.
So when I say nude garden party, you think Florida? Nope.
Nope.
Naked.
It's California.
That's my second choice.
So congratulations, California.
That's fantastic.
You've made the show there.
He is going to be added to the star maps, I bet.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Naked.
God, this kid.
I want that to be my child.
This kid and
Fergie.
Yes.
Those
are fun buttons.
These are great.
We got a lot of good buttons.
Coming up, opportunity for you to fly away to California. where you can see the mannequins.
They're naked.
Or the farting trolls.
Yeah, because well, the troll's not wearing any clothes either.
The troll is.
They're naked.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Glitter Getaway on the way on 99.7 EJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K. The relief. Ninth caller, 502-571-9970.
Is today the last day?
Today's last day to get in on that.
It's the last day.
And then on Monday, we get a winner to fly out to California, Universal Studios, Glitter Getaway on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, you know, the Cards took on the Golden Gophers yesterday, NCAA first round of the tournament, right? So Bill Murray's brother is a coach. So Bill Murray was at the game. The feel good is Bill Murray bought the entire bar food at the team hotel and served it to people before the game.
I love that guy.
Bill Murray's like,
he's just fun.
He pops up in these stories.
Yes.
So often where he'll just like buy everybody tickets to see a show.
He's just
buy everybody.
Cool.
Yes. So he's a guy that, you know, made a lot of money and is giving back.
Absolutely.
And so love that. So yeah, saw that from a tweet from Mark Ennis who said, Bill Murray bought the whole bar food and is serving it to U of L folks here in the team hotel bar himself.
I'm going
to
say that's largely Caddyshack and Ghostbusters movie money, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably. I'd say he's probably still getting some residuals on all that.
Yeah. He's probably still cashing. I mean, I know he's done.
I mean, Stripes.
Did he do like Lost in Translation too? Wasn't he in that?
Yeah. I mean, obviously he's been an actor for decades and decades.
But those were his most iconic roles.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Ghostbusters, Caddyshack.
Yeah.
He was on Saturday Night Live for years, but you know, you're right.
And now he's just able to just be Fun Bill.
There it is.
He's Fun Bill.
Yeah. So
hey, look, it's Fun Bill. He's
Fun
here.
Bill. Fun Bill. There you are. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford. They're on 99.7 EJX. All right. So keep 502-571-9970. Again, ninth caller. Get in on the Glitter Getaway on DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly brought to you by Kentucky School Service. School supplies, learning tools for everyone. Locations in Louisville and E-Town. Online, KentuckySchoolService.com. By the way, Beth texted in saying, sportsy, sports, sports, sports. Bill Murray's son, Luke, is the coach, not the brother. Yeah.
Correction.
I misspoke there. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, get it right there, Ben.
Yeah, I know. Another
You're
text.
You're the guy. You're supposed to have this stuff right.
I just misspoke. Jason texts in and says, don't forget about the greatest holiday movie ever. And I did.
Oh,
and
Scrooged?
I apologize.
Scrooged?
That is another quality one.
What?
Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
Groundhog Day. Maybe one
holiday,
of
I think Christmas.
The best Bill Murray movies.
Oh, yeah. That is iconic.
Ever.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wow.
Hey, Kelly, will you touch it for me real quick?
I'm not touching that. You can't make me.
Oh, that was magical. Magical.
I feel harassed a little.
Jennifer, what are you doing?
I'm driving to school.
Wow. Jennifer, you're in the win. Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Jennifer. So we've got tickets for you to go to the Mercury Ballroom, Little Merman. It's a cover band of Disney songs. But more importantly, Monday we could be calling you to tell you you're flying away to California to go to Universal Studios.
Yes, you'll be calling me.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the confidence.
I like that.
Yeah, that's funk. Yeah.
No, Jennifer's like, no, I don't think you heard me. You will be calling me.
Lose all the other numbers. Mine is the only one you need. Yeah.
Well, congratulations and good luck, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Another shot for you to get in at 9 o'clock. Glitter Getaway on 99.7 DJX. Now everybody's texting in these Bill Murray movies. Like, What About Bob? Tiffany, I forgot about that one, too. What About Bob?
Yeah,
that is a brilliant one.
I never saw it.
Oh, Kingpin. You've never seen What About Bob?
No, I haven't. I don't think so.
Oh.
Ben, I haven't seen any of these.
Maybe I did. It was a long time ago. I don't remember anything about it. I could very well
my,
be.
Kat, I'm not even looking at you with
watch
any
movies.
Of these. I understand that
game.
Every single movie that I mention, you're like, oh,
what's a movie?
No, but What About Bob
is
even a classic within my own house. Your kids would love it.
Okay.
What About Bob is a classic
movie. We'll
watch
it today.
That is a classic movie.
What are the other ones we're missing?
Kingpin.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I didn't see that one either.
Tiffany says you're fired.
Oh, wow.
Because you haven't seen What About Bob.
That was Endgame.
So now it's just the Ben Davis Show.
So sorry for my transgressions.
Well, okay. All right. 20 years. Goodbye.
Well, it's been a good run.
Well, it's been a good run. So sorry. All right. Demi Lovato.
Oh, man. Fun Time Bill was my demise. Really? That's how I'm going out?
I guess so.
Bye, Kelly.
Magic.
Yeah, so sorry. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Louisville Loot starts on Monday. So as we wrap up and with a nice little glittery bow, the glitter getaway, we will then offer you $1,000 a day multiple times.
18 times a day.
There you go. There you go.
That's a lot of words for sure. Us to learn.
Have you guys see that they are actually tearing down Old Cardinal Stadium?
Happening?
Yeah. Have you driven by it?
I have not.
The last of Old Cardinal Stadium finally coming down.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Of course, you know, it's been up there at the fairgrounds since the 50s.
Yeah.
As you can see, it's a pretty involved operation with heavy equipment, a lot of materials. They have to take all that apart. And part of their work is to salvage and recycle.
Yeah, so this kind of the cool thing, that from Wave 3, anybody interested in like buying any of those like old iconic seats?
Sure.
From Old Cardinal Stadium?
How cool would that look in your basement?
Right? Like, like if you got a man cave or whatever.
Yes,
and
man
you want,
cave!
Want some of those iconic seats from Old Cardinal Stadium.
That'd be cool.
You can call the contractor and they'll sell them to you. And I mean, they got dozens of them. Well, hundreds of them.
I was going to say, they're quite a few
thousands
seats.
Of them.
Quite a few seats in there.
Yeah, thousands of them.
You can go on to have a new life in your basement.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, you know what? How many times do you think you're going to see those old Cardinal seats pop up as like
Craigslist, eBay?
Or we're giving you a gift and we have like put a little plaque.
Put a little nameplate.
A nameplate on a Cardinal seat. And we're giving it to you. Like over the next probably decade, you're going to see those pop up as gifts for like offices and for people notable in the city.
Don't give them to, you know, Cats fans. Right?
Your husband would kill you if you had
they can appreciate that, right? It's destroyed. It's done. Well, it's a piece of Cardinal history. It's a piece of Louisville history.
Sure. Okay.
It was a piece of Louisville history before it was a piece of Cardinal history.
Okay. That would be the angle.
So that's the angle. So anyways, it's coming down. Demolition has already started. They're hoping to have it cleared by May 22nd. So it can be all ready for the Kentucky State Fair.
Can I throw my husband's best friend under the bus a little bit? So he was over watching basketball and his wife he's in a divided household.
Yeah.
His wife's the Cardinal fan. He, as soon as they got married, he removed the UofL Cardinal license plate frame from her car. He's like, I can't drive that around.
That's savage.
It's so savage. It's like, I waited until we got married so she can't leave me. But there you go. Oh my gosh.
Someone texted in and said the demo guy on the Wave 3 clip sounds like Hank Hill.
Yes.
Okay, why did I think it sounded like Luke Bryan?
The last couple pieces came down.
If anybody interested in buying a seat from Old Cardinal Stadium, can call 502-822-3480.
Just give me a call. We'll set one aside.
Dang it, son. You better get yourself a piece of history.
Robert Hossenbamper.
Steven asked, where will the free concerts be?
Oh, the free
concerts at the Kentucky State Fair.
That's true.
Yeah. Maybe in the parking lot?
Freedom Hall?
No, those are the paid concerts.
Oh.
Those are the paid concerts.
Dang. Well.
We'll figure it out. All right. Yes. So there you go. Piece of Louisville history going down.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
She found out about her mom's secret.
First of all, the woman was beautiful. She was naked.
Whoa. I think you gave her a really big hint. Billy, really big hint about that lady. That really pretty lady.
Family Secrets coming up on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We were just telling you about the demolition of the old Cardinal Stadium there. Text from Sarah. Do you all have the number for the contractor to buy seats from Cardinal Stadium? Do you want me to give it to you as the contractor?
No, yeah, absolutely.
502-822-3480. Call.
I sell
chairs and chair accessories.
Seats and seats accessories. you can go ahead and get that if you are interested in some of those old Cardinal Stadium seats there on 99.7 EJX. This show is yours. It's your show. We're just kind of here, like pushing the buttons for you.
We're just
the
vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hop on. You drive.
And we just make funny noises sometimes.
Yes, we a lot of them.
I have an arsenal of Kelly noises that she's made
there's
over the years.
Entire library. Yeah,
there sure is. But when I say it's your show, I mean like, you know, when you've got issues, when you got like a secret or whatever, you want to just let it out. That's when we just allow you to kind of take over. So, she's got a secret.
First of all, the woman was beautiful. She was naked.
Why are you naked?
It takes a sharp turn.
So we'll play Juice WRLD, and then we'll come back with your family secret. Kara's on the phone. She's got it. 99.7 EJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX Radio. You get our podcast, you can get live radio all right there. Family secrets. You've got a secret. You can allow us to be the forum for which you tell. Kara?
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so what is your family secret?
So first, I'll give you the backstory. My boyfriend and I were shopping at a vintage thrift shop looking for some cool old artwork for our apartment. And then we came across this poster that left me frozen, dead in my tracks. I was staring at this pinup girl poster.
Okay.
First of all, the woman was beautiful. She was naked, but
go on.
Very, very tasteful way.
Okay, so this is one of the back rooms at the thrift store. Got it?
Okay. Yeah, like kind of where you have to dig through the posters.
Sure.
But the reason I froze was that this model was my mom.
I'm sorry, what? Did you say your mom?
Yeah. Yes, I'm pretty sure it was my mom. I showed the poster to my boyfriend, and we were both freaked out.
I was gonna say like pinup.
Are you sure?
I was gonna say pinup posters seem to be like from like the 20s and stuff. Obviously, your mom's not that old.
They did 50s and 60s.
She's not that old.
Yeah,
so it was like like a burlesque style.
Okay.
Photo. Now my mom did tell me that she used to do some modeling when she was younger, like way before I was born. But this is not the kind of modeling I expected.
I get that. All right. Are you sure it was your mom or just someone that really, really looked like her?
Yeah, I have no doubt in my mind it was her because of the birthmark on this woman's left butt cheek. I'm pretty sure it was my mom because no one else. I mean, it's a very unique birthmark.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
All right. So, we trust you. Oh, okay.
Here's the even bigger issue.
There's a bigger issue?
All right.
Okay.
Yes. Not just that my mom is on this poster. I'll make it. my dad is a pastor at our church.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
So, if this would be so super scandalous if it got out that the pastor's wife used to pose naked.
Okay, yeah.
Did you hear?
You had to buy it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We bought it because the thought of anyone else having a poster of my naked mom.
No, I get it.
Made me want to puke a little.
You burned that poster.
I guess what I am struggling with, do I confront my mom about this? Or do me and my boyfriend just keep it to ourselves?
Oh, gosh, I don't know how you forget that. Well, I don't know how you shove that to a corner of your brain where you just pretend you didn't know about it.
Your boyfriend has got to be thinking some thoughts too.
Ben!
I hope not. He better not be.
Burn that poster so your boyfriend doesn't check it out.
That's funny.
Well, I feel like now you have a perfectly valid reason to bring it up. I mean, you innocently, it's not like you poked into her private life in some sort of bad way. You just, happen across it. I mean, this is a legit question that you can ask her.
Yeah.
Well, the last thing you have to think is, which I know you didn't want to, how many more posters are out there?
Yeah, that's true.
Or, yeah, is she in some moody? Is she in some magazines? Is she in my papa's porn collection?
Oh no!
Yeah, that would be bad.
Oh no!
Well, Kara, thank you for the call, and a lot of texts are rolling in at 502-571-9970. But yeah, what a secret.
Yeah, it's bothering me. So.
Perry texts in and says, tell her we're going to go ahead and need to see a photo of her mom and the photo of that poster to compare. Just for science.
Just for
science and research purposes only.
No.
Justin texts in and says one word, screaming.
That is my worst nightmare ever.
Really? Another text that says,
naked?
Wrap it up and give it to her for Mother's Day.
Oh.
You know what?
Wow.
If it's tasteful, then maybe it is a nice thing. Let's not.
Benji.
She said her mom looked beautiful. Right. Like, she looks good, but you still want to see your mom naked on a poster.
And imagine your mother.
Kathy?
Yes. Imagine coming across a little poster of some vintage Kathy. And then, now wow. What are your thoughts?
Oh, Kathy.
Vintage Diane? Nope.
Oh, my.
Nope. Vintage Debbie? No. All right? We all think about it differently now, don't we? Don't we?
We got a text saying, hanging on your boyfriend's wall and then start complaining to your mom saying, this naked chick poster he's hung up, it's so annoying. And send her a pic and try to get a reaction out of her.
We all don't right. hang this on a wall. This is not what we do.
You frame it.
No, we do not.
502-571-9970. 9970 JX. Wow, family secret. Carrie found out her mom was a pinup girl. And, you know, found a little poster of her nakey-nakey.
And then now she's like, hey, do I ask mom about that?
Yeah,
and,
because
dad's the pastor.
Brittany texts in and says, I know dad's a pastor, but it's also his wife. Give that poster to dad.
Oh, my God.
Another text that says, you know, she needs to just determine what will be gained by confronting her mom about it. Nothing to be gained. She will only embarrass her mom. Just let it go.
That's true.
All right. Another Brittany texts in and says, Father's Day gift for her dad?
Oh my God, stop.
No. And then this text comes in, is like, hey, this is amazing. I would just show my mom and get a good laugh out of it. Nothing to be ashamed of. Right?
True.
Sure.
All right.
Yes.
Emily.
So I have a family friend, kind of a mentor, who is now a big influencer at her church.
Uh-huh.
And she used to actually work in the adult entertainment industry for a Ooh. Long time, like was actually pretty famous.
Okay.
That's sassy.
Yeah, very, very sassy. And so, because I heard that Kara was concerned, she's like, well, my dad's a pastor at the church and all this stuff.
Yeah.
My advice to her and, you know, probably confront her mom because her mom already knows it's out there, but just be like, hey, these posters are still being passed around and then kind of let the dad know. But then after that, like, I mean, without trying to get super preachy, just kind of be like, you know what? This was me in the past, and Christianity is about loving people where they're at and using your past as a testimony. So
yeah,
just go with it. Just kind of accept what it was. Don't try to hide it, but, you know, just be like, hey, this was me. There's nothing I can do to change
right.
the past.
Right.
So that's kind of what my family friend did. Is she actually... she's like, this stuff of me is still out there, but can't take it down, can't go back and, like, take all of it back. So this is who I was.
Ah, very cool. Yeah. Thank you, Emily.
Wow.
That's
very
good approach.
Insightful.
Good approach.
Mm-hmm.
Is it bad that I want to know who, like...
Stop. Stop it, sir. Stop. We let it go.
Just
nope.
Curiosity.
No, no, no.
Okay, all right.
No, no, no.
I'll let it go.
Let that go.
I'll move it on. Thank you, Emily. Thank you very much for
thank you.
Thank you. This is me thanking you.
Yes.
Another text rolls in on our family secret. I'm thinking that, go mom. How cool is that? I think it's amazing her mom had an awesome life before she was born, and I think it should be celebrated.
Exactly. Especially if she was beautiful.
Celebrate nudity.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
minute.
No.
Naked.
Yeah, that kid is going to come
That's
back.
Right.
Naked. Naked.
Okay. That's appropriate.
I just still can't get over the fact that her boyfriend will never get that image out of his head. Like, I know what your mom looks like.
Oh, naked.
Yeah, but again, it's, I think, you know, it's just a poster.
It is.
It's just your naked mom.
Yeah.
It's just nudity.
But how, like comparing the two, again, like that text message, like a picture of your mom now versus a picture of, or that poster, they're probably really different.
They're naked.
Right?
I don't know. Boy talk be like, she was a MILF.
There you go. All right. So family secret there. Our show is your forum.
I don't think we helped at all.
I think
I
we
really
did.
Don't. I don't know.
I think we did.
We never help. I feel like we make it worse a little.
If you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or Twitter. JX, Ben Davis, Kelly Casio, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies and learning tools for everyone.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
All right, feel good. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. From Wave 3, little boy there in New Albany. So his family's garage burned, destroyed everything inside.
Oh, gosh.
Including his brand new bicycle.
Oh.
That's the worst.
Now, firefighters who responded, they put the fire out quickly, but still total loss, right? So the bicycle was so new, Ethan, the little boy, hadn't even gotten a chance to ride it yet.
Oh, gosh.
But when the firefighter saw how sad he was, they surprised Ethan with a new bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
Firefighters pitched in, bought the bike with their own money.
That's so sweet.
And also gifted him a Nerf gun and a tour of the fire station.
Oh, yes. Very cool. Yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Yes. So, Ethan, out of tragedy came triumph.
Very cool.
Yep.
And good stuff. Kudos to the firefighters for noticing that, paying attention to something like that, and just making it even more cool than it could have been. They could have just stopped at the bike.
Yeah.
And they went further. I love that.
A little tour of the fire station, Nerf gun, brand new bike there. New Albany Fire Department. Doing some good stuff there. Feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX, powered by Raise Ford. It's Ellie Goulding now, close to me on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text message 502-571-9970 from a listener. Talking about the family secret that we had last hour about the Kara who discovered like a pinup poster of her
mom.
Naked mom.
Yeah.
So listener texts in and says, at least her mom didn't actually send her nudes like mine did.
I'm sorry. What just happened? What just happened? Why would your mother send you nudes?
Why was she sending nudes?
On accident, one day when she was texting her boyfriend, it was an awkward string of texts following that. Oh, gosh.
If my mother sent me her nudes by accident, I would faint.
Like, there are times when you send that text message that, like, immediately after you hit send, you're like, oh, no.
Yep.
I mean,
I wonder if mom even realized it until she got the awkward text from her.
I mean, it's like screenshotting the text conversation of like someone that you're having a conversation with, and then like literally sending that picture of the screenshot of the text conversation back to that person going, look at what this person wrote. And then you're like, oh. Except like, at least it's not nudes.
Like if the mom decided, oh my gosh, and called her and then said, hey, sweetie, don't open the last text I sent. I sent you a photo. You're going to still open it. You're going to want to know what it was.
Dang.
That's just so aggressive.
Yeah. So there you go. At least it wasn't nudes sent to your phone.
N-O-O-D-S.
Yes, of course.
Noodles.
Delicious this time of year. 5 seconds of summer. It's Youngblood. 99.70 JX. 5 seconds of summer, 99.70 JX, up here in Louisville with Chainsmokers in November. Be listening for more tickets for that on 99.7 DJX. So you guys know all those like bad lip reading videos. The NFL ones are hysterical.
Oh, I love them. They've done everything from like Star Wars to NFL, and now their latest victims is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's Oscars performance.
Oh, stop.
They've destroyed it.
So this is straight from the Oscars performance?
Yes, I mean, they didn't even like rip off the song. It's a completely new song, but it perfectly matches up to their lips.
All right, so it starts with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Somewhere there may be a colony where spiders are friends.
Oh, wow.
I want to see their world. Because it's cool when the arachnids are friends.
It's cool when the arachnids are friends.
I got no furniture in the house.
No furniture in my house.
Poor Bradley.
So random.
What?
Voodoo in the wrong hands. It scares me like a razor blade under my tongue.
So this is bad lip reading.
Yeah. Here comes Lady Gaga.
Here's Lady Gaga's
her
part.
Turn. Sure.
Bad lip reading is shallow. Vintage forks.
Vintage forks.
I want to see you twirl.
I want to see you twirl.
This is beautiful.
In a Halloween store cloak.
In a Halloween store cloak.
Autumn is fall there to stay.
Okay.
Said the little girl blindfolded bingo.
No.
Blindfolded bingo.
She doesn't see that.
Sweet dear. Everybody.
Gonna get there.
What?
Wow, it's building.
Clear out the dead bugs.
This is the bad lip reading of Shallow.
Choco
Cloud.
Choco Cloud.
All right, sure. Into the Chocolate Lagoon.
There.
That is beautiful.
Take us there.
Is that not, first of all, beautiful music?
Sure.
The singing, perfection.
Oh, spot on.
Who are they?
Creativity. Don't know. Creativity. Awesome.
We've got it posted WDJX.com or Facebook at 997DJX.
Complete gibberish, but fantastic gibberish.
Fantastic gibberish.
Yes.
997DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text message 502-571-9970. So we were just talking about how there was the accidental nude text sent from a mom to her daughter. Well, we got another text. Wait till you hear this.
Is it a picture?
No.
Okay, good.
Text from a listener. Gosh. That's how it starts.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, I've seen my mother's nudes as well. Funny thing is, she used this phone I had and then switched. Well, she was still logged into her Gmail on this phone.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So then I allowed my guy friend to take over that phone on my plan.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord.
You kind of know what's next.
Yeah.
And he apparently got to see all her nudes and didn't say a word to me.
How many are there?
Well, I don't know. When I got the phone back from him and fixed and unlocked it, I found them.
Oh, God.
He still never said a word to me. I tried deleting them and I restarted my phone. They still pop back up. So definitely was the cloud.
Oh, the cloud's hanging on.
It blew my mind. The cloud's like, no, I want these.
No, please stay here. Please stay right here.
I want these.
What is going on? This is, oh, no.
Then she says, so I know my guy friend saw pictures.
There needs to be a conversation. Oh, how do you start that conversation? Hey, remember when you had that phone? Okay.
There could have been some pictures.
How many moms are sending nudes? How many?
Raise your hand if you've been personally victimized by a mom's nudes.
Seriously. What? Stop taking the nudes.
Well, you know.
Stop taking the nudes. I don't think you ever need to take the nudes.
And says, actually, I've never spoke to him since.
Yeah, maybe we just walk away at that point.
At that point, you
let's just
like,
walk away.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
Let's move out of the city.
It was nice knowing you.
Bye.
See ya. I'm going to go ahead and delete my life and move to a different city.
And Tony, I know where the best nudes in the city are. What is going on, Whoa. Tony? Tony, you
hang
don't
on,
need to know that.
No, we're not talking about that.
No.
We're not talking about
that.
We don't
different.
Want your nudes.
Tony, no.
No, absolutely.
You keep your nudes.
Keep your noodles to yourself, please.
For sure. Yeah. All right. So there you go. All right. Thanks for the text.
Wow.
Appreciate that.
Thank you for the sharing.
moms around the city are sharing all a whole lot.
Guys are sassy.
Well, okay.
Let's tone down that sass.
997DJX. 997DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Or you can just ask the smart speaker to play 99.7 DJX radio. You can get our podcast. You can get full shows. You can get live radio. Sports!
Sports.
Wow, that was really aggressive.
I mean, by now, you know, Cards, they bowed out of the NCAA tournament after the first round, losing to Minnesota 86-76.
That is unfortunate.
There was a late rally. Cats, they did a number on Abilene Christian.
Yeah.
79-44.
It wasn't very Christian-like.
NCAA tournament opener. very Christian-like. What does that even mean?
Beat them so handily.
I mean, the story is Jamorant, who from Murray State, who hit a triple-double and helped the Racers beat number 5 seed Marquette. So they upset Marquette in the first round there, 83-64.
Full transparency, you just learned about this guy like
yesterday.
Well, yeah,
exactly, because I really don't follow Murray State all that often.
Sure.
Or all that much. And then he jumps into like company with like Shaq and I think Dwayne Wade might have been one of the other like NBA elitists who were able to score a triple-double in the NCAA tournament.
My husband said that kid's special.
Sorry, no.
Big sports knowledge.
Big sports knowledge dropping.
My husband says that kid's special.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely getting the attention of everybody. But there is... Listen, Card fans, all is not lost. You still have a tournament that you can cheer for, and that is U of L Women's.
That's right.
Number one seed, Coach Walsh. Waltz is not going to be on the sidelines for the game at noon today.
Okay, who will be?
As they take on Robert Morris.
Are they getting a stunt coach?
There's too many good teams. There's a reason everybody's still playing at this time of the year, because they're winning basketball games.
That's right.
And we are fully dialed in on understanding Robert Morris is a really good basketball team.
They're a really good basketball team, and Coach will be watching from a place that serves a good brunch, he says.
Okay.
This is because he was criticizing the officials during last year's tournament, so they gave him a one-game postseason suspension for this year.
Okay.
Yes. So,
but we continue to pin our hopes and dreams on the women Cardinal team.
Oh, they will. Well,
yes.
Knock on wood. They will crush.
All right.
They will crush.
Again, no pressure.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
But all
no
the pressure, Cardinal but hopes all the pressure. Dreams. Now,
no pressure, but all the pressure.
Hang upon your head. Yes. You can do it.
So yeah, NCAA tournament action.
Sports. Hey, Cats are still in, just gonna say that.
Yeah, Cats are still in.
We just wanna
They play, by the way, tomorrow at 2:40.
Okay.
So they play second round.
Who do they
tomorrow.
Play? Who are they playing? Do we know? I'm not keeping track.
I think they play the I just saw them play last night. Who are they? Oh, Wolford. They play Wolford. So there you go.
That sounds British. They play Wolford.
No. Wolford.
Wolford?
Like a dog.
Like woof, 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 woof.
Woofed?
See, yes. The second you say dogs, I'm
still
interested.
Sounds British.
I'm like, hey.
Yeah. All right. So there you go.
Oh.
Sports action.
Bookend. There it is.
All right. So you're dropping in, the kid is special, and that's your sports knowledge?
That's it. That's all I need. You didn't listen.
Sorry.
I could have said that.
You didn't give me parameters about how big you want my sports to be when I drop it.
Sorry. Whoa. You're right. When you whip out your sports, it can be any size.
It can be anything.
You're right. I'm just impressed.
It's all big sports. If it comes
It is not the size of your sports.
Absolutely.
It is the way you use it.
Absolutely.
Was today small sports knowledge? Maybe Monday we'll get medium or large?
No, well, you know what?
You never know with Kelly. You never know. Never know. All right, so there you go. There's your sports. On 99.7 JX. 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Project Prom coming up March 29th at the Kentucky Derby Museum, a place for you to pick up some nice, gently used prom dresses.
$10.
$10. Maryhurst.
Maryhurst.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yo.
And get some good stuff right there at the Kentucky Derby Museum. And thanks again to New Yale for helping clean those dresses. Text from Eric, 502-571-9970. My son Connor is 10.
Happy birthday, Connor.
Hey, happy birthday.
Had a rough week.
Oh, is it not his birthday? Was I presumptuous?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Had strep.
Oh, no.
Fell out of his bunk bed Saturday.
Ouch.
Woke up with hives this morning.
Whoa.
Huge fan of the show. Can you cheer him up? You guys
Connor.
Are the best.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's not your birthday, but Connor.
Connor, every day is your birthday.
You have a better weekend.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. We love you.
All right.
Sending our vibes your way.
Yes, good vibes.
Yeah, Kat's sending her vibes
good
to you.
Healing
vibey.
vibes.
All right. So yeah, 502-571-9970. You can always text us whenever you want. There. It's Benny Blanco on DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly, still sending us their Florida man and birthday headlines on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show or Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. You know, it's that new thing that people are just kind of discovered where if you type in Florida man into Google search, followed by your birthday,
there's a story.
There's literally a story for everything.
Yes. And I feel like, you know what? It has the makings of being like a really good card game.
Yeah,
like what? Just print up the headline and the picture, mm-hmm. and give it like a certain amount of points based on how good it is.
Think of like Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Wendy, police, Florida man thought he stole opioids, got laxatives instead.
Yeah, it's different.
I want to say different. That I remember talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like most of these I remember talking about on this show. Most of them.
Another one. A Florida man was rescued after trying to ride a hamster ball to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
From Catherine.
That is not your typical mode of transportation when you're making that trip.
Yeah. Kimberly, yeah. Florida man slapped with big mouth Billy Bass singing fish after argument.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I mean, this is, again, people just Googling Florida man and then followed by your birthday.
There's crazy stories that happen in Florida like every day.
Alyssa, Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts, and it was raised by a neighbor.
Raised by a neighbor. The squirrel, the nuts. You get it? You get it? I think you have to go to a special school to learn how to write the headlines for Florida.
Beth says, I'm sorry, y'all, but I think I have the best one.
Uh-oh. Okay. She's shutting it down.
Kelly, do you want to say Florida man?
Okay. Hang on. Hey. I don't think we can say that.
She put in Florida man August 3rd.
Florida man successfully receives blank transplant from horse.
That's big.
Well, I don't think that's going to be proportionate.
Right.
I really don't.
That can't be
real. We've seen videos. We've seen videos.
We've done the learning.
I don't think that's going to work out well.
All right. Well
for
done,
his
Beth.
Pants-wearing future.
Well done.
Okay. Well, wow. I don't know if that one's real. I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure if that one's real.
Here's something we can celebrate. Nobody's commented yet saying, hey, there wasn't one for me. Everyone's
no,
included.
Actually, there were a couple. Really? There were a couple.
Yeah.
But we said, you know what? Maybe 2019 is your year.
Maybe 2019 is your year. You know what?
Try harder, Florida.
I was going to say, Florida had, there's an entire 365 days of Florida.
And maybe even Florida needs a day off here and there every once in a while.
Anyways, if you get a good one, you can always send it to us at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority. Locations Louisville and E-Town, online KentuckySchoolService.com. Hey, what is that right there?
I'm not doing it. Last day.
You always pull through.
Last
you always
day.
Pull through. I didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
502-571-9970. Ninth caller get in to win the trip to Universal Hollywood, California. 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Race Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. RaceFord.com. Bill Murray, you know, his son is coach for U of L. He was in attendance at the Minnesota-Louisville basketball game, round one of the NCAA tournament.
He's fun time Bill. He shows up a lot, and fun follows him.
Fun does follow him.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Mark Innes tweeted out, Bill Murray bought the whole bar food.
Awesome.
And is serving it to the U of L folks here at the team hotel bar himself.
I love it.
Yeah, and so there's a photo of Bill just going around like, serving people food.
He's an icon.
Yes.
He's an icon because of his legendary movies. But then now he's an icon for doing fun stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, like he is known. Bill Murray is known for like you know, just walking up to a movie theater and buying everybody in line ticket to the movie.
I love that.
Or, you know, going into a different theater, buying people tickets to the show. I mean, he has made a lot of money and he has given back. And I like that about Bill Murray. So
he's cashing those Caddyshack and Ghostbusters and Stripes checks and Groundhog Day checks and
Scrooge.
And Scrooge checks.
And what about Bob?
What about Bob checks?
Well, that's our homework. Me and you have to go see that this weekend, apparently.
That is a lot of Bill Murray movies.
Yeah, so Bill Murray, living his best life, doing good there. U of L. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I want to be Bill when I grow up.
Feel good. Powered by Race Ford there on 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This may be the last day of the glitter getaway, but Monday, we don't let the winning stop. One, we're going to get a winner for it, but two, we're going to offer you up $1,000 every single day.
18 times a day.
Yep, that's right. It might make you even want to go.
I just, a snot bubble came out of my nose because of that.
Yeah, you know. It's just. It happens.
It's aggressive. The last time you ever have to do it.
Yeah. Well, yes, yes.
Hello.
My God. Am I the 97th caller?
97th?
We can't count that.
Wow.
We really can't. You're giving us way too much credit. Way too much credit.
Well, hey, what's your name?
Jason.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Jason, you are the 9th caller. You are in to win. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Yes.
Jason, you're awesome.
I said 97, didn't I?
Yeah, you said 97.
You sure did.
Yeah. So
that's all right, though.
Jason, you are, just for getting through, we've got tickets for you to go to the Little Mermen, which is a cover band of a bunch of Disney songs. But you're also in to win the trip to California to Universal.
Oh, my goodness. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jason.
Love him.
You know what?
What?
We have.
No. Stop
we
it.
We have.
Stop.
An amazing thing.
Stop, stop,
and
stop.
That is.
Stop.
We have the audio of the very first time Jason saw a woman naked.
Stop, stop, stop.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Yes.
Very first time.
Listen.
He felt the tender touch of a woman.
Oh my God. Awesome.
I love that joyous laugh he has.
Jason, I love you. And Brandenburg loves you. Representing well, buddy.
There it is. That. All right, well. Cool. Another shot for you to get in on that coming up at 1 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX.
Little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho. So let's push it.
99.7 DJX, Miss Kelly K Show. Today, 56 and clear. Tomorrow, sunshine and 57. Should be nice if you're running the Papa John's 10 miler. Cool, but nice in the morning there, right over there by Papa John's Cardinal Stadium.
It's going to be breezy today, though. Breezy, which means windy. Why don't they just call it windy?
Today, noon, tip-off for the Louisville Cardinals versus Robert Morris women action.
Uh-huh.
Yep, the NCAA women's tournament kicks off, and that's in Louisville here, so that's pretty cool.
Another excuse to not work today.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what
that means.
And then the Cats are going to be taking on Wolford tomorrow at 2:40 in the second round.
Wolford. It sounds British.
It
sounds like puppies. Woof, woof.
Yes, that too.
That too.
In British puppies. They're taking on a team of British puppies.
Woof, woof.
Go Cats.
Taking on a... Okay. Now, right.
Go sports.
Yay for the sports.
Why are we not commentating the whole tournament? We should commentate the entire tournament. Why are we not?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Missed opportunity there.
It is a little
definite
bit.
Definite missed opportunity.
Just saying, we're for hire.
Okay, and then on Monday... Louisville Loot kicks off.
Oh, wow.
18 chances for you at $1,000.
When are we starting that?
6 a.m.
Oh, wow. That's
starts
real early.
At 6.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
That's aggressive.
Yep. Giving you multiple opportunities for you to win that $1,000 a day. So that starts at 6 a.m. Monday. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Oh, my God.
Not to your house or anything. Just on social media. Facebook, Insta, and Twitter. At 97DJX.
Poppin', man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta. Hey, switch my whip, came back in black, I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott. We blowing smoke, she asked me light a fire like I'm awesome. Ay. Act a fool on stage, probably leave my show in a cop car. Ay. It was legendary, threw a TV out the window of the montage. On the table, liquor porn, don't give a damn. Don't your girlfriend is a goofy, she just tryna get in. Saying I'm with the band. Ay. Ay. Now she acting out of pocket, tryna grab up on my pants on it. Trailer said I ain't got a man, and they all brought a friend. Yeah, ayy. I've been popping, man. I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas, and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the and show up, man, them the shot toss. My homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
I've been in the hills, superstars feeling like a pop star. Drinking Henny bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. Savage, why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA's always asking where the get. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a Pop-Tart, you know you are not hard. I didn't make the hot chart, remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star.